tuned to the national network of Springbok Radio, broadcasting FM, medium wave, and shortwave transmitters in the 90 and 120 meter bands.
Die Westlokstijd zijn ze 7:45 op elke Westloks uurwerk.
Time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Yeah, Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Now, although I am a cabbie, I am not like my buddy Red, who is also a cabbie. Me, I takes life as it comes. But Red, oh boy, he wants everything to happen to him. He dashes out and grabs life by the scruff of the neck. Like the time we went out deep sea fishing. Now, I want to tell you, guys and dolls, fishing is something I do not dig. I mean, just sitting there and waiting for some poor sucker of a fish to bite your bait. That's not for me living it up. But some guys, they goes crazy for it. Now, it comes as something of a surprise to yours truly when my buddy Red starts talking about fishing. Like, I mean, this is a side of his character I ain't never seen before. Did I say character? Well, I uses the time loosely. We is down on the rank and it is Friday, which means the next day is Saturday. Or maybe you work that one out for yourselves. Now, what I means is, the weekend stretches before us.
We got tomorrow, and then there's Sunday that ain't even touched yet.
Me, I think I'm gonna take a look-see at the ponies.
We sets out first thing in the morning, and by midday, we can be fishing.
I ain't been to the track since you lost $1,000.
Out there, the wind whistling through my hair.
And so, the wind whistling through your what?
Well, maybe it is a bit short. Ah, but Chuck, that's the life.
What is?
Fishing. Deep sea fishing.
I am talking about horse racing.
Same thing. Just a question of who gets caught.
So what do you know about fishing?
Oh, well, you see, this guy, he was telling me yesterday, a fare I picked up. He has this cabin cruiser, see? And there ain't nothing like it, he says, when you gets a big one.
A big cabin cruiser?
No, a big fish. We're going out with him this weekend.
Yeah, who is?
Me and you and Michael. We is going on this cabin cruiser with this guy.
Huh?
For the day. Tomorrow. Fishing. You and me and Michael. And this boat. For the day. A cabin cruiser.
Now, wait a minute. This is the first I heard about it.
No, I've been telling you for the last half hour.
Well, I ain't been listening. And furthermore, I am not going.
Chuck, it is all arranged.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that is so.
So how can you go ahead and arrange a weekend for me without asking me first?
I did ask you, I did. I asked you last night just before you went to sleep. You said, okay, darling, it'll be a pleasure.
I was asleep already and dreaming I was being propositioned by Bridget Bardot.
I thought it was funny you calling me darling.
Yeah. Anyway, I am going racing. There's a couple of nags running tomorrow that's got to show. Okay, you go fishing if you want to, but me, I am not going.
Michael will be disappointed.
Oh, that's too bad. What are you talking about?
She's gone. It's all fixed.
Now listen, Boyd Brain. How can it be all arranged if I don't know nothing about it? And anyway, whether Michael goes or not is up to her. Me, I am not going. Who is this guy with a boat anyways?
Well, he's an English guy. You know, landed up in New York.
Yeah, he was on his way over to Dunkirk during the war. Got lost.
No, I mean, he lives here now. He's a writer or something. You know, goes out on his cruiser weekends. Name is Aubrey. That's Aubrey. He's a great guy.
I don't care if his name is Sir Francis Drake. I am not going sailing with nobody.
Sir Francis Drake? Is he a writer, too? Well, anyways, it ain't sailing.
That's the same thing. You was out on the ocean in a boat. That's the bit I do not like. Anyways, I hate fish.
You don't have to like them. You just catches them.
Now listen, sailor boy. You get this straight, huh? Tomorrow, I am going racing. I am not spending my weekend or any day ever on a smelly fishing boat. Look. Neither me nor my broad. If he wants to go, you can go on your own.
Yeah, but Chuck...
That is final. Me and Myrtle is not going.
Yeah, this is the life, eh, Chuck?
I say, how are you feeling, old sport? Not too good.
You probably feel better when we get out of the harbor.
The waves is bigger there.
You know, it's a funny thing. When a fellow feels queasy before we're even out of the harbor, he often bucks up later.
I don't want to buck up. I want to throw up.
Gee, honey. If you're such a bad sailor, why did you arrange this trip?
Me arrange it?
Fred told me how you insisted.
I just hope he runs into pirates and they makes him walk the plank.
I think this is just wonderful of you to invite us, Mr.
I say, no, misters, just call me Aubrey. All my friends call me Aubrey.
What do your enemies call you?
There's the spirit. Feeling better already, eh?
Hey, Chuck, hey, maybe you'll feel better if you have something to eat. I got some ham sandwiches. Yeah, we packed plenty other kinds if you don't like ham. Just tell me what you feel like. You know, sardines, sauerkraut, corned beef, potato salad, onion, fish paste, jam.
Will you shut up?
See? You're feeling better already.
I'll tell you what, old chap. Let me give you a little drinky-winky, eh? That'll buck you up. Now, what would you like?
You got any embalming fluid?
Here, drink this. This'll put hair on your chest. Drink it down. And brace yourself. We'll be rounding the harbor wall and out into the open sea any minute now.
How I made it, I shall never know. But inside 15 minutes or so, I was feeling better. It must have been that drink he gave me. Well, when I started feeling alive again, although I didn't like to admit it, I must say it wasn't too bad. The sun was shining, there was a nice gentle breeze blowing, and I managed to take a good look around me for the first time. Now, this cruiser or boat or whatever, that was really something. Up front, it was sort of in two levels. And in back, there was this sort of well deck where we were sitting. Up front, another deck. And underneath that was a sort of lounge and bunks and so on. Oh boy, real classy. And this Aubrey geezer, he was real classy too. You know, sort of like George Sanders and a nice guy. When I sort of starts taking notice again, he has got Greg all rigged up with a fishing line and Red is going to throw it in.
All set?
All set, yeah.
No, you cast it as far astern as you possibly can.
Forrester. Okay. Forrester.
No, not my stern, you big ape.
Gee, look what you've done now. I'll have to put more bait on now.
Look what you've done to my jeans.
I say, how about you having a shot, Myrtle, old gal?
Okay.
No, hey, what is this? Who decided I was the pincushion?
Look, I don't think you've quite got the hang of it, actually. Here, let me show you.
Now, wait a minute. Before anybody starts throwing hooks my way, I'm ducking downstairs.
Downstairs? You mean below?
Whatever I mean, I am not staying here for a target.
Yes, I wouldn't go below just yet if I were you, old boy. It's worse for anyone who feels the effects of the rolling main down there. Why don't you sit up on the foredeck and get a bit of sun?
I got my string in.
String? Not string, old boy. Your line.
Yeah, well, anyway, I got it in the water. How's that?
Yes, it looks all right. Now, make yourself quite comfortable in that chair and brace yourself when the fish makes a strike.
Okay.
Mine's in too.
Jolly fine, Myrtle, old girl.
Hey, not so much of the old.
Just a term of endearment, I do assure you. Now, you take the chair next to Mr. Kowalski and wait for the bite.
I ain't gonna bite her.
He's talking about the fish, knucklehead.
Oh. Hey, maybe I'll catch a mermaid.
There ain't no such thing as mermaids.
Who says?
Well, has you ever seen a mermaid?
No.
So there you are. Don't never believe in nothing you ain't seen. Ain't you got any brains?
Have you?
What do you mean, have I? Of course I have.
Have you ever seen them?
No.
Very funny.
Now, all right, everybody. Sure, you don't want a rod and line, Mr. Edwards?
Who, me? Oh, thanks, no. I'll just watch these two. That should be enough fun for anybody.
Very well, then. I'll start the engines again and we'll cruise gently out to sea.
Guys and dolls, the old engines start up again and we starts moving out to sea. The coastline of good old America starts disappearing over the horizon. And I gets to feeling like I ain't never gonna see it again. Red and Myrtle is sitting in the back end of the boat watching them limes like they was cats watching two mouse holes. I staggers to the front and I sits there for a bit. Then the side of the boat dipping up and down starts making me feel not so good again. So I goes back to where Red and Myrtle is sitting. And Aubrey is there, standing at the steering wheel.
Hey, Aubrey, how long do you have to wait before...
Oh!
Hey, what's wrong?
Hey, I got something. Hey, something's pulling up my line.
Hey, well done, old boy. Reel it in. Reel, reel.
Reel? You mean like that Scotch stand?
Oh, no. I mean, turn that little thingamajig, but play the fish. Play it.
Hey, this fish ain't playing. It's dead serious.
That's it, that's it. You're pulling it in.
Oh, that's it, Red. You've got it.
Don't be too sure. The way
well
this thing
done.
Is pulling, it's got me. Oh, hey, oh, what do you think I got here, a whale?
Cod, probably. Sometimes get good cod hereabouts.
Gee, look at that line bending. Come on, Red, pull.
I'm pulling. If I wasn't, that fish will have me in.
Good, now reel in some more.
Gee. Hey, did you see that? Hey, when it come out of the water, did you see the size of it?
Now, watch it now. He's going to go for the bottom.
You mean he's going to attack Chuck again?
Hey.
No, that's what I mean. See, he's diving. Now, let him go. And as soon as he stops, start reeling in again.
How long does this go on?
Oh, you can play a fish that size for hours.
My buddy Red is pretty tough, I want to tell you. I mean, he used to be a heavyweight fighter, and he is built. But built. But by the time that fish was landed, he had just about had it.
Gee. Hey, now I know what they calls it, the poop deck. Because that's what I am. Pooped.
Pretty good size.
Hey, what about me? I ain't had a nibble yet. I'm going to pull this in, see if my bait's still there.
What about you, Mr. Edwards? Can't dry your hands.
What for? Bait? No thanks. I'll just sit and watch. Me, I am a professional watcher.
No, bait's still there. Why ain't I catching any?
Take skill, Michael. Flick of the wrist. It's all in the action. Say, your bait is different to mine.
Is it?
Yeah, I had raw fish on mine.
Well, you see... I mean, you saw what happened when the fish took the bait. I didn't want you to get one that size, so I gave you a different bait.
Naturally, the weaker sex. You dames just can't handle the big ones like us, fella.
Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you, Superman, that it ain't just brute strength, it's brains that count.
That's what I mean. You wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, is that so? Here, Mr. Aubrey, give me some of that raw fish.
Now, wait a minute, Moise.
Bun your lip. Anything that 6-foot lump of gristle can do, I can do better.
Well, now, really, I don't think it would be wise.
Why, schmice? Give me some of that fish.
No, you see, the trouble is, when they snatch the bait, they could take the rotten line right out of your hands. Don't want that to happen, do
you? Well, it won't happen. Give me.
Listen to the guy, Moise. He knows what he's talking about.
I want to catch a big one.
Wait until we're outside the limit.
What limit?
No, nothing. Look, I'll tell you what. Try one more cast with this bait. Then, if you don't get a bite inside 10 minutes, well, then you can try the other bait.
No. Oh, all right.
Miss B.
Ahoy there! E2! This is the United States Coast Guard! I am coming aboard!
The Coast Guard?
Yeah.
What do they want, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. They often make routine searches. I'd better go and cut the engines.
Stand by. I'm coming aboard.
Why is that good day, officer?
Afternoon. You the skipper of this vessel?
Quite right, yes.
Gee, the Coast Guards have come aboard. It's like a movie on the Late Late Show. What are you looking for, my friend?
As a matter of fact, my friend, I am going to search this vessel. A matter of $20,000 worth of stolen diamonds.
And here's South Pole weatherman Cecil Windermere with a message for his parents back home in South Africa.
Hello, Momia. This is Cecil. I'm wearing the woolly socks you knitted me. Ma, please send us some Van Riebeek instant coffee, because every time the boss sees my work, he says, give me strength.
Van Riebeek instant coffee is now rich roasted to liven up the flavor, coarse-grained to lock in all the strength. That's why Van Riebeek goes down strong.
This is an evening spot about an important morning food. We know your family is the number one family in your life. That's why we say it's important to give them South Africa's number one wheaten breakfast, Weet-Bix. There's whole wheat energy for the whole day in Weet-Bix. Wholesome Weet-Bix. Best-selling Weet-Bix. Essential Weet-Bix.
Oh, boy. 20,000 smackers worth the hot ice. Diamonds, that's what the guy said. I looked at Michael. Michael looked at me. Aubrey looked at the Coast Guard. And Red, he looked at the fish he just caught. $20,000?
Gee!
I say, what makes you think it might be aboard my vessel, old boy?
Hey, you ever see a fish that size before?
We have reason to believe that an attempt will be made to smuggle the stones out of the country. All the airports are being watched. The border patrols are alert, and we're checking every vessel that goes outside the territorial waters.
I'm not outside, am I?
Not yet, but you had it that way.
Yeah, but we are just on a fishing cruise.
You ever see a bigger fish than that? You're honest?
I can assure you, old boy, you've got the wrong fellow this time.
So you wouldn't have any objection to a search?
Well, none whatever. Go right ahead.
Just answer me one thing. Have you ever seen a fish like that before?
All right. My men will search for it. I'll look aft.
And that's what they did. They turned that boat upside down. They looked everywhere. But, of course, they didn't find no diamonds. I mean, after all, they wasn't there to find, was they? At last they left, and Aubrey started up the motor again. Gee, I wonder what made them think they might be on board here.
Well, like man said, old boy, just routine.
I feel like writing a letter to my congressman about the rudeness of the Coast Guards.
I didn't think he was rude, considering.
No, me neither.
Yeah, he was, too. Never even looked at my fish. But he never caught a fish that big in his whole life, not ever.
Oh, for crying ever. In a bucket, will you shut up about that fish?
What do you mean? This is some fish, you know.
Oh, hey, Aubrey, how's about me having a go with that other bait? That fish bait? Maybe I can catch one that size.
Please, Vital. Women ain't made for this deep sea fishing routine. Either you got it or you haven't.
Listen, Big Mouth, I just want to tell you, that fish could pass for your good-looking brother. And the reason that Coast Guard guy didn't look at it is it ain't worth looking at. It ain't that big. I caught bigger fish than that with a worm and a bent pin.
Is that so?
That is so. And furthermore, I will prove it to you. Hey, Aubrey, I'm going to reel this hook in, and you sling me some of that raw fish for my bait. Oh! I got a bite!
Yeah, you have to, honey. Hey, look at that rod burn.
Don't try to hold it. Let it run out. Let it run out.
It's pulling me in. What do I do?
No, it just feels that way. You hold tight.
Yes, whatever you do, don't let go of that rod. Here, let me help you.
Lift your hands off. I do this myself.
I don't want to lose that rod, whatever happens. Here.
Yeah, I can manage.
Yeah, you can manage, ain't you?
Oh, this is a real big one. Now, take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy.
Reel her in a bit.
Reel her in a bit.
Don't let her get any slack or the line will snap.
Don't let her get any line will slap.
You think you are, little Sir Echo?
This is the time when you need expert advice.
So shut up!
Yeah, don't confuse her.
Shut up, all of you. Now give me that rod.
None of your life!
Look, I can't run the risk of that fish snapping the line. Give the rod to me!
Watch a few feet of line. I'll pay for it if it snaps.
Let her try and bring it in.
Do as I say. Give me the rod.
It is my fish. I'm going to land
and
it.
And this is my boat and my tackle, and I say give it to me.
Oh, go on. Give it to him, honey.
Yeah, but I'm the one that
got... Do as he says.
All right. Here. I hope it gets away.
How about that? I want to tell you guys and dolls, I couldn't figure it out at all. I mean, this Aubrey was one nice guy. At least that's what I thought. Then he starts getting all nasty over a few feet of fishing line. Well, my broad Myrtle was upset. I mean, who wouldn't be? But I pulled her away, and me and Red and her went and sat away from this Aubrey geezer, who incidentally was having a job to make any headway with the fish. Hey, that must be one big fish. Look at that.
Why wouldn't he let me pull it in?
Oh, he said he didn't want the line to snap.
So why didn't he make a fuss when you was pulling in the fish?
Well, maybe he could see I was a natural-born expert.
In a pig's eye.
Yeah, you're right, honey. Now, don't make no sense.
Say, Red, how well do you know this guy?
Huh? Oh, I know him very well. He rode in my cab a couple of days ago.
And he invited us to go deep-sea fishing right away? Just like that?
Just like that?
Yeah, that is kind of strange, ain't it?
That's what I was thinking. Why did he say his job was?
Well, he said he was a writer. But come to think of it, I ain't never heard of him.
Well, that don't mean nothing. You ain't never heard of Shakespeare.
There's something screwy about all this.
Well, this fish, guys and dolls, it really puts up a fight. But this Aubrey guy, he lands him at last. Now, I want to tell you a funny thing. When he finally gets that fish aboard, he ain't the least bit interested in it. Nah, he is more interested in getting the hook and line and stuff out of the way after sort of checking it. Though I can't see what for. But my broad Myrtle, she's got something on her mind.
Did you see those weights on the end of his line?
Yeah, they look the same as the ones I used.
I didn't see nothing different.
No, me neither. But he was more interested in the weights than the fish.
I say, sorry if I got a bit nasty there, old girl. What?
Wasn't the value of the gear, you understand? Just sort of, well, sentimental value.
When are we heading for home?
Not long now.
Yeah, I think we ought to be going back. It's getting kind of late.
No, Larry.
Yeah, there is. The sea's starting to get a bit rough.
I'm going to sit down. I can hardly keep my balance.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, oops.
Hey, look out. Mind the tackle.
Oh, hey, gee, sorry. I trod on the...
Will you look at that?
He trod on one of the weights.
And it bust open.
And those things inside is diamonds.
And she was right, too. Like they says in the storybooks, it all came to me in a flash. This guy was a fence. He was taking the stolen stones through, and he was pretty sure the Coast Guard would search the whole boat. So what better way of hiding the stones? And of course, using us three as a cover-up. That's why he invited us in the first place. Them diamonds was hidden in small lumps of some stuff which he used as weights. And he made sure that the line was over the side and the weights under the water when the Coast Guard came aboard. Yeah, like I say, it came to me in a flash. But it wasn't flashy enough. You know why? The guy pulls a gun on us.
All right. How are you two fellas and move?
Yeah, better do as he says, Brad.
All right, now, if you do as you're told, you won't come to any harm.
I don't get it.
Them's the stolen diamonds. And I'll bet all five of them weights is the same full of rock.
Yeah, $20,000 worth.
Yes, you're quite right. Clever, aren't you? My rendezvous with my contact will take place in about half an hour.
What are you going to do with us?
As long as you behave yourself, you'll be quite safe. Once the stones are handed over, you constitute no danger.
Oh, but suppose we tell the cop?
Then there'll be no proof, will there? Because I'll just deny everything.
Yeah, he's right. Without them stones, there'll be no case against him.
Now I see why he wouldn't let me use that raw fish bait like Red. He didn't want me to have a bite. He just wanted the line in the water all the time.
Yes, you're quite right, old girl. Just bad luck that you did get a bite with the bait you were using. Million to one chance.
Yeah, million to one chance. Sheer luck. You don't know how to use a fishing rod.
Oh, no. How about this?
Okay, honey, don't worry. I got it. Okay, mister, come on. Get over there.
Gee, Michael, hey, you swung that rod pretty good for an amateur.
Ah, you did great, honey. He was more concerned with keeping me and Red covered. He wasn't watching you.
You broke my wrist.
Don't worry. They'll fix it up for you in the prison hospital. Chuck, you keep him covered.
Okay.
Red, you tighten that wheel until we're going back where we came from. And me, I'll raise the Coast Guard and the radio.
Listen to her. Giving orders like mutiny on the Bounty.
Come on, bring your taste to life. Break out into the open with a cigarette that really delivers the good taste. The taste that comes from the superlative tobaccos of Life cigarettes. That's the way it is with life. Get you where it pleases most. So if you're just having an ordinary time, put a little life into it, because, oh man, life is great. Go on. Why don't you live it up a little, hmm? With life.
Hello there. I'm Mac Banana, and I've some crafty advice for you. This is no the time to risk a capital loss on your investments. Invest where you know your money will be safe. Safe as houses. In NDS, paid up shares. Your money works hard at the NDS, earning a high rate of 7% per annum. Oh, hi, believe a canny banana. You cannot burn your fingers with an investment in Safe Natal Building Society paid up shares.
Well, the guy didn't show no fight. And with odds of 3-1, who can blame him? I keeps him well covered with the gat, and in no time, Michael has called the Coast Guard on the radio and they has come back on the scene. They had a bit of trouble getting on board, because Red is at the wheel, and he is only able to go around in circles. Anyway, the Coast Guard gets the stolen diamonds and they get Aubrey. And what is more, they picks up the Dutch steamer that was going to make the rendezvous. All in all, a very exciting day out.
Yeah, sure was an exciting day. I never caught such a big fish in my life. I bet nobody ever caught such a big fish. No. Never, never, not ever.
Will you knock it off, Mr. Christian?
Okay, Captain Bligh. Still, it was a big fish.
Well, that was our fishing adventure. And as far as deep sea fishing is concerned, I've had my chips. And that's about it for this week. So long, guys and dolls. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.